प्राप्तो जस्य प्रथित कृपया श्री गुरुं तं वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोषि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणं यार एक्सप्लेनिंग से नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन आई टोल्ड यू दी The instructions are of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami giving how we can enter in the sweet pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then to Radha Krishna Yuga. So we have done third shloka also. How we should behave with Vishnu, to have something, to give something, to take something, how to hear, and how to follow. So dadati pratigrahnati goyam akhyati prichati bhunte bhojate chaiva sarvidham pritilaksha. If you knowingly or unknowingly you are associating with bad elements, all their qualities come in you. If they are mayavadi, istri sangi, or sadhu, unknowingly even or knowingly you are, then these bad many habits and everything, very soon it will come. And if it is done to a high class of devotees, knowingly or not even knowingly, not even asking him any question, nothing doing, even the atoms from his body, his soul will come and it will elevate you. And if something giving, taking, hearing, serving, then what to tell? So dadati pratigrahnati. Oh, Shyamrani, you so wish.
So in this fourth verse, Dadati Pratigrihnati, exchanging gifts, Bhunte, exchanging gifts, giving and taking, Dadati Pratigrihnati, Guhyam Akyati Prichchati, revealing my mind in confidence and hearing confidential subject matters about Krishna. Siddhati Pratijnyati Gurkhan Akhiti Prishchati Bhunte Bhojayate Chayram. Yes, sorry.
Oh, in third, Gojyati Ichchati, Goyam Akhyati Ichchati. He has translated Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami, opening one's mind to devotee. Who is pure devotee among the all devotees? Guru Dev is pure devotee. So here, opening one's mind, mind means heart. We should try to open our heart. If you are not opening or blocking and not opening, then what will be? It will be more than atom bomb. And you, in your heart, it will burst. And you will be, I know that so many devotees, they want to conceal something here. But it is very bad, very bad. They tell that, don't tell this to Gurudev. Otherwise, something. I think our Gurudev used to tell that who has something here hidden from Guru, they will be very far away from Guru, real devotee. And if they are very far, they want to be far away, not so much open-hearted. It means there something is black in heart. हम लोग कहते हैं दाल में काला है. इन इन डॉल देर इज सम ब्लैकिश इन इंडियन प्रोवर्ब यानी समथिंग रॉन्ग. सो वी शुड ट्राई टू ओपन अवर हार्ट. देर मस्ट बी वन टू होम आई कैन ओपन माई हार्ट लाइक ए डायरी एंड ही कैन रीड. Nothing to conceal, nothing to hide. Then he will very soon progress and he can serve Guru. Otherwise not. Always he will fear and he will try. So, oh, prasadam, chatur vidhasi, bhagavat prasad. Svadvannan, triptan, haribhakta sanghan. In haribhakta sanghan, in the assembly of Hari Bhakta, oh, Gurudev is very expert to take prasadam and to give prasadam. Oh, I think it will be better that, oh, I am not taking anything, but distributing to all devotees. Oh, this will give him more happiness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never used to take anything. Very little. And those were not so tasteful ones. He laughed at Benjamin. But he used to shut all. So we should try to. I think prasadam here means anything. Don't keep for you. Your everything should be for Krishna and Guru and Vishnu. Then you will be true devotee. कृष्णेति जस्य गिरिं तं मनसा दीक्षास्ति चेत प्रणतभिश्च भजन्तमीशं शुश्रूषया भजन विज्ञमनन्द मन्न निन्दादि शून्य हृदय मक्षति संगलब्ध्वा. ओ व्हाट इज ट्रांसलेटिंग यू शुड रीड ट्रांसलेशन व्हाट इज डूइंग स्वामी वन शुड मेंटली ऑनर
37. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
You can tell something that you have heard not so long. But Krishneti jasya giring tang manasadriyat. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? More louder, I want to. I could not understand. He should one time, even those who have told, uttered Harina, they should be on. He told her, and moreover, anything?
He said that they have to learn to be on it, and the lady that finished the advice, she should not disrespect him anymore.
But if he is Mayavadi, enchanting, and he is Dharma Dhaji, Sahajiya Sakhi Bhagi, should we give honor or not? So we should tell all these things. Not this will do. And here it has been told, Manasadriya. Why? Because if he is not Mayavadi, not associating with Mayavadi or Sahajiya Sakhi Bheki or anything. Not his vision. And he chanting. So we should honor him by might, by heart, that he is in our family. But not doing pranam because he is Kanishtha Adhikari. And who is doing? Oh, he is Madhyam Adhikari. These teachings are for Madhyamadhikari. So if he should, by mind he should do, not doing actually pranam. Why? Oh, because that person is Kanishtha Adhikari. He cannot tolerate that. And so many persons, they cannot reconcile this. So better to do pranam by mind. Oh, he is in our thing. Oh, one day he will be. Okay.
If someone is chanting more than once, daily, but, and he's not a Mayavadi, he's not Sri Sanghi, but he doesn't have proper respect for advanced Vaishnavas, how should we respect them?
Well, they should be respected like this, by mind, not by doing pranam.
Yes, but he must be Kanishtha. If he is not honoring other Vaishnavas, then he must be Kanishtha.
Kanishtha. Oh, Kanishtha to Kanishtha. Prakriti. So, we should one day, one day he will be like this. If he is chanting whole day and night, even if he is not giving proper respect to Vaishnavas, oh, he should be considered Kanishtha Adhikari. Anyhow, he can chant. And what? How chanting? Hare Krishna, but his mind will be here and there. So many problems. Madam Adhikari at least knows all these things, something. So he should be respect like this. And others are okay. But if anyone Nindadi Sunya. No criticizing whether he is bad or good. Namatukuti. Parasubhav karmani jahanindeta sa asubh bharsate swartha. But you should not criticize anyone. If he is good or don't, offense. And if he is bad and you are criticizing, even all the bad qualities of that bad person will come to you. Don't do nothing. A guru can do. He is very powerful. Or he cannot take any bad things. He is so much powerful. But others, Madhyam Adhikari, those who are in Madhyam Kanishta, they cannot. They may fall. So we should be always careful. So, Nindadi Sunna, Shushushya Bhajana Vigyam Ananya, Ananya Bhajana Vigyam. Ananya. Always. Like
unbroken.
And they are doing bhajan. What? Ashtakali Leela Bhajan also. Then you should do Shushrusha. Shushrusha means you should serve by all ways. By all. Thinking that he is my real bandhu. Don't be far away from him. Another sarva. Drishtai subhava janitair bapushascha doshair na praktatvamiha bhakta janasya pashet gangambasam nakhalu vadvat bhena pankai brahmatatvam kachyate nirvata. You can speak. Not so lengthy.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Remember.
Srila Rupa Saipal is instructing us here. You should not behave Vaishnavas. Seeing their externally behavior. Some may be, according to their construction of their body, maybe some was not so handsome, look like ugly, some voices not so sweet. Just like Ashtabhaktar Rishi, he is bended in so many forms in his body, but his soul is good. So everyone who is doing bhajan and pure bhajan, their soul is good, maybe is outwardly look like so ugly or maybe hurts the world. Just like Bhagavad Sobhaji Maharaj used to spread skin and bone of pieces here and there in his boundary, the none can come and disturb him. So seeing this external behavior, we should not be shy. We should not think that, oh, he is a
Tannama Rupa Charitadi. Sukattananu Anusmityo Kramena Rasanamanasini Jatishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Naed Ikhilam Ittu Padesh. This is essence of all the teaching. Rupa Goswami. Collecting. And he is giving. What? Tannama Rupa Charitadi. Oh, you should read first translation done by Swamiji and then.
This is text 8 of the Nectar Instruction translation by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day.
What? Why 24 hours? Oh, you should try. Not only 16 rounds only. And give other times to other bad things. Or good things. Don't do. Go on. Very good suggestion. And explanation. Anubad is also. Translation is very high. So you should try to follow.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and...
What is the meaning of nice? Nice chanting? Nice means pure name, without offense. Oh, Nirmal Hirday. Nirmal Hirday, you know? With a relation, with a diksha. Diksha has been done. Diksha. The Divya Gyan has come. What is Divya Gyan? Transcendental knowledge. Relation with Krishna has come. And then Ksha, all kinds of sins, offenses, unearths, all kinds have gone. And this is nice. Remembering Krishna pastimes, which each word, Damodar, then what? Pastimes of?
Dambandhalila.
So, always like this. Then, in name, everything is there. All rasas are there. All pastimes are there. All powers are there. Everything. Then, name, transcendental form, go on.
One should engage 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes. Thereby, gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, the Lok Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
His purport depends on the explanation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Always he tries to depend on the explanations of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he also cares for the explanation done by Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That is, it is so authentic and so good. You should read in the translation, transcendental way. Yes.